I rode with old Jeb Stuart and his band of Southern horse. There never were no Yankees who could beat us force to force. No, they never did defeat us, but we never could evade their dirty foreign politics and cowardly blockade.
Ah, the dirty foreign politics like that has ever gone away. Welcome back, folks, to Rebel Madman Radio here at Republic Broadcasting Network and republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. We are having a great conversation today. We've been so fortunate. We have with us Miss Stephanie Anson, who has just been a wealth of information here. I have my good buddy Jim Ram of Do It Yourself Health. He's also, and we just had a great exchange for 30 minutes. Just wanted to let you folks know that we will be taking callers this hour, but I would stay on the subject, please. So here we go, and now we have Dave in the Thumb. I think we all know him, don't we, Jim?
Oh, my buddy Dave.
All right, Dave, how are you doing, buddy? Oh, no, poor Dave.
Call back,
Dave. He'll find a way back. He'll find a way back, I promise. In the meantime, we were talking about, here we go. We've got Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, how are you today, lady?
Hello there. Stephanie, so do you feel like you got the anthrax shot? Did you get an anthrax shot?
I did not take the anthrax shot.
Okay. Because they had two different ones, and for anybody listening, there's a the newer one had squalene in it. And Gary Masumoto he wrote a good book called Vaccine A for anybody that might have got that shot. But did you find a paper or some reference that the Navy actually had on how the aluminum adjuvants in the shots, they knew that was causing neurological damage?
I didn't access a naval document with it, but through some of the studies of other doctors who are no longer with us that were conveniently suicided for some of the information that was provided, I did come across documentation through their research and studies, with the metals.
And also the different forms of squalene go under different names. And one of them, I believe, was MF59, and that's still in a lot of shots. And that squalene will mess up your cholesterol making pathway, and your brain is cholesterol, you know. But that's still in the shots, and they give those to babies, and I've heard that they give, they don't adjust baby shots for weight.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad you're alive and kicking, because I know a lot of people have had different symptoms with, neurological symptoms that on the ALS and some of the other things that are associated with that. So there's another lady on this network that she has vaccine or vaclive.org, and she has a lot of vaccination stuff on her website, and old books you can print out. There's another resource for you if you're not aware of her. So
okay. Thanks, Sherry. Thanks.
Thank you.
We appreciate
all
that
right.
Very much. And Sherry, do you have any questions maybe for Jim Ram? Well, I guess not.
It's not.
I guess she's gone. All right. Now we've got Dave in the Thumb. Dave, how are you, buddy?
Okay. Hey, Mike, I'm doing great. Jim, you guys are awesome. Dave. And Wow, Stephanie, what a story. And holy cow, you could have your own show. You're amazing. One thing you mentioned, though, you caught my ear when you said that the mycoplasma has been weaponized. And that's a fact. There's a gal in Ohio, Lauren, she used to be a drug rep, and she quit, and now she's a naturopath. And she came on a show many years ago. I used to have that in an old phone, but that's now gone. But she's got the actual patent number. The U.S. government hired this doctor. I call him Dr. Lao Z, but it's actually Chin Lo or something like that. He's the guy that weaponized that mycoplasma. They tried to do it for World War II, and they couldn't get it done in time. But what they did, what she says, and I believe her, she says, I think in 1954, they weaponized a bunch of mosquitoes. They released these mosquitoes with this mycoplasma in Punta Gorda, Florida. And that's when all those diseases that you mentioned from mycoplasma, that's when they all started showing their ugly heads. And it was the federal government, the U.S. military, and this Chinese doctor that did all of this. So it's all there. You know, I don't know if you've seen that research or not. Have you?
No, I have not, but I will look for it.
Dave, you might remember several years ago, there was a doctor in Canada. I can't remember his name, but he was talking about the Mycoplasma fermentans incognitus and brucellosis bacteria that the U.S. government paid somebody to weaponize and put into mosquitoes, and they've dumped them over the skies of Florida and had a bunch of, you know, as a big test as usual, and just caused all kinds of havoc with people getting bitten by these mosquitoes with those kind of things.
Well, one of the things that I found out through Dr. Nicholson is that it's now airborne.
Yeah.
And you can thank our wonderful government for all of that stuff. So, Jim, do you know Lauren in Ohio?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was one of the people that got her going on her path years ago. I had a guy come to town that was doing a legal seminar, and she came up from the southern part of the state and attended that seminar. That was back in the late 80s, early 90s, and that's what really got her going, from what I remember.
Well, yeah, you need to hook her up with Stephanie, because I'll tell you what, that's some it's some incredible information, and it's definitely out there. It's documented. She's got all the patent numbers, all the names of all the players, and yeah, she's pretty sharp. So thanks, Mike, Jim, Stephanie. You guys are all awesome, and I'd like to hear you more on RBN there, little girl.
Thank you.
Hey, you wouldn't call her little girl if you've seen her.
You're probably
She'll
right.
She'll be on my show next week, Dave.
I'll be looking for her, brother.
We haven't set a date for her. I'm thinking of somebody else. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I don't miss it.
Yeah, well, Karen will be on next week, Karen, but then I'll let you talk with Stephanie. I think Stephanie would be a great person to have on your show, Jim.
Oh, yeah, definitely, without a doubt.
Well, we had our good buddy Dave in the thumb there, and now we have Layla in Canada. Layla, how are you today, lady?
Yes, hi. I'm calling about Lauren in Ohio. I'm sure she may have a lot of information with regard to the pharmaceutical industry if she was employed by them, but I would strongly caution against any advice that Lauren from Ohio gives. Forgive me for saying this, but you, Mike Gaddy, immediately tuned in to recognize, and you cut her off yesterday when she started with her rehearsed spiel about I'm the king and the government is the butler and the maids, and go to the 14th Amendment. The reason I'm calling is because you made the mistake then of confusing me with her call. I have always resented the fact that she was on RBN, because I believe one of the things she was doing was recommending people go to a website where in order to get the information, you had to sign up for monthly payments in order to be on that website. And then she was associated with the Roger Sales and all that nonsensical, the absurdity of thinking that the feds are terrified of a document that you sign and get an affidavit, get it notarized. That is such absurdity. So while Lauren may know something about the pharmaceutical industry, as it was in the past when she worked there, I would suggest that a lot of caution be exercised when you're taking advice from her, because she considers herself the king. Forgive me, but
Okay. I just want to try to stay on the health subject here for today.
I think she was recommended as a source for health information.
Yes.
To add that. It's just I've observed that, but anyway, just my opinion. But I do have one other comment to make with regard to the HPV. First of all, I don't take vaccines. I've never taken any vaccine since I was an infant, and the smallpox was forced upon me as a child in Palestine with the British colonial government. So since then, I have never taken any kind of vaccine at all. And I'm now 78 years old and quite healthy. The thing that I would ask, though, is with regard to the HPV, the reason they forced it upon men is that, forgive me for even bringing up such an ugly subject, but it's not only homosexuals, but heterosexuals now that engage in sodomy. And thereby, the HPV, the malignant variant of HPV, can be implanted into the anorectal cavity and cause tumors and cancer, which is usually quite fatal. So the thing is, I'm not saying take the vaccine. If anything, stay away from any vaccine. But sexual behavior is one of the most critical methods of becoming diseased, because all of the human fluids are carry all of the pathogens to which people are susceptible. So the thing that has to be exercised is restraint. And I just wanted to pass on why they were giving the HPV vaccine to boys, because so many of them now engage in that revolting practice. But heterosexuals do now, too, because it's been taught in the schools. So forgive my anger, but it's just the absurdity of people taking vaccines because they don't want to get sick. Part of our nature is to get sick and train our bodies, our immune system, to respond to the things that we're going to encounter. And they start destroying our immune system before it's fully formed. An immune system is not formed, I think, before the age of 2 or 3 years of age. And they start immediately with newborn infants. So anybody who's listening, do not, if you are legally able to avoid it, do not poison your body with any sort of vaccine. Thank you for allowing me to express my concerns. And my congratulations to you all.
Mike, thanks, can I make a comment?
Please do, Jim.
Layla's right in summer, as far as the HPV, the deal with males may be secondary, but primary reason they're giving it to males is because they double their income. You know, they missed half the population by only giving it to females, so they had to come up with an excuse to give it to males. But the bottom line for doing that was A, to make more money, B, to kill more people, and then maybe, the excuse they used is the homosexual and that kind of stuff, but it's not really the reason they did it. They did it to make money and to kill people. That's what all vaccines are for.
I agree. That was the smokescreen. But I do know that women who engage in sodomy with their partners, I know of one who died of anorectal cancer because her husband insisted on it. And I won't go into any more detail, but it's become such a common practice. It's a revolting practice. They tell you to wash your hands when you go to the bathroom, and then the healthcare. People teach you for oral genital contact. It's insane. When I saw the Health Canada brochure that was being given to children on how to safely engage in oral anal contact, I was horrified. And this was roughly 15 years ago. So you can imagine how widespread it has become and how acceptable it is. If you look at any of the ridiculous movies, the first act they do when people are engaging in intimacy is they immediately start with that kind of activity. And it just, as your first guest was saying, when things are implanted in the mind, it takes just a fraction of a second. And with regard to implanting things in the mind, I also wanted to comment, anyone who has one of the newer iPads, be aware that the camera lens is now inside the screen. It's no longer on the periphery. It is now inside the screen, so you can't even cover the lens itself. And it comes on, and its purpose is to gauge your facial reactions and record them to either any of their marketing or anything that you see, and possibly even to implant ideas into your mind or to extract ideas from your mind. I know it sounds paranoid, but I suspect that you may recognize what's going on. If the iPad is now doing that, and it's a very common thing, it's a very common tablet that's being used, but the pinhole for the front-facing camera is right inside the screening version, so that you cannot cover it up unless you lose some of the video or the visual that you want to see. And then all of the garbage that they're selling, the arcades, the distortion of the human body into caricatures, all of that is making the distortion of gender normalcy become common, because we're being distorted in these animations, these things they call the arcade or whatever. I just immediately close my eyes to it. But anyway, I just wanted to mention, anyone who's buying a new iPad, be very wary. I'm sure other tablets are now doing the same thing. And again, I apologize for taking up so much time. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks, Layla. Appreciate it. Appreciate your call. And now, folks, we're going to jump to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, how are you?
Uh-oh.
Francis, are you with us? Okay, well, looks like we lost Francis there. Lost Francis. Jim? Oh, okay. Hey, girl, you with us?
She muted me.
Okay. Working on it. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that.
Gotta love live radio.
Okay. All righty.
Loving live radio.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Yep.
It is fantastic.
It's been a great show. It's been fun.
I've really enjoyed it, folks. Very, very, very much. And I certainly appreciate... Francis, you there?
I hope so.
Okay, Francis, there you are. Go ahead, lady.
Oh, boy. Well, I have a cute comment about that response, but I'll leave it alone for now. I may be a woman, but I'm not a lady, believe me. But anyway, bad joke there. Stephanie, you blow me away, gal. You blow me away, totally. And as well as a big compliment to Layla, because I just learned something I didn't know, and that creeps me out even more. Especially with the mechanical technology and all that concern that people are enthralling themselves in. That's spooky. That's creepy. But it's not surprising. And that's ironic. But anyway, quick question for Jim, is it?
Yep, you know me.
Okay. I have a interesting question as far as nutrition goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know that... folks have organic or inorganic or whatever the case is, conventional foods. With the aspect of genetic engineering and so forth, would you say that something that's been labeled as or grown as organic but yet been genetically tinkered, what is your sentiment about that?
Well, I'm getting some stuff in the background.
Yeah, we're getting the background noise there, guys.
Are you talking about at my end?
I'm not sure where it's coming from.
I don't think so. I'm not sure. We're getting some background noise there.
It's quite on my end.
Interesting. because I'm out in the country and I'm out outside in the open. So I find that would be unlikely. But anyway, I'm looking forward to your sentiment about that.
I think it's the producer's unmuted.
Yeah, Mr. Producer, I think you're bleeding over for us, buddy.
There we go. Okay, Francis, can you ask your question again? Because I couldn't get the whole thing with all that stuff in the background.
Okay, not a problem. As far as people's diet is concerned, it's either labeled as organic as food sources or inorganic or generally referred to as conventional. Now, for items, well, decades ago, it would be very straightforward to say it's organic because it's clean. However, with the aspect of genetic engineering, or whatever you want to call it, would you say that still would be considered organic or totally mucked up because, quite frankly, they've been screwed with the gene pool?
Well, one of the big problems with the term organic is it's very obscure in nature, and it can have a lot of different meanings, the government's definition and that kind of thing. The big problem, you know, a lot of people think if they eat organic, they're going to get everything they need. And all they're actually getting is something that's less crappy. Regular food, the stuff that you get is lousy with chemicals and that kind of stuff. True organic, you're just not getting the chemicals and that kind of thing, generally speaking. But you can't guarantee that either because most organic food has been tested and found to have glyphosate and other stuff in it. And in this day and age, the only way to know that you're getting something that's safe to eat is to grow it yourself or know the person who grew it and know what their standards are. I'd like to say better, but just because it says organic, that doesn't set my mind at ease. Another issue is a lot of people haven't heard of the Apeel, APEEL, stuff that Bill Gates is involved with. And they basically... it's a coating that goes on fruits and vegetables to help it stay fresh longer, but you cannot get it off, and it's toxic as all get out and probably causes cancer. And now something else that's come along is Katy Perry and a group of investors have bought out Bragg's, the ones who make apple cider vinegar and all the other stuff, and they're using Apeel apples to make the Bragg's apple cider vinegar.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay. Since you brought that up, how is that different from the typical or what used to be known as the atypical food wax they would put on veggies to keep them safe or undamaged or whatever the case was to keep them fresh?
Well, number one, the wax would come off, and it was just wax for the most part. It wasn't super healthy, and it wasn't just wax. It was a paraffin type stuff. But the Apeel stuff, you cannot, all the scrubbing in the world won't take it off. You have to have special equipment, special solvents that most people don't have access to get the stuff off. And then you don't know that it hasn't leached through the skin into the fruit. So, anything that has the Apeel label on it and Kroger, a whole bunch of even Whole Foods and a bunch of the main national grocery chains are carrying that stuff now. So you got to watch very closely because I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot tongue. Bad news.
I know that Trader Joe's announced that they will not be carrying any product with Apeel.
That's good to know. It's good that Trader Joe's is halfway decent. It's a lot. It's better, far better than Whole Foods from what I've seen.
True. Question is, how do you spell that again?
APEEL. Alpha Papa Echo Lima.
That sounds diabolical just in the spelling of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it's bad news. And Gates is one of the people primarily that started it. And then, the story, there's stories online about the deal with Katy Perry. Apparently she was next door neighbors with Patricia Bragg for years. And supposedly Patricia gave Katy her first guitar at 13 years old. So she just thought it'd be a great person to sell the company to because she's in her 90s and wanted to, get out of the business. But she didn't do her homework very well. And probably now is,
Oh my gosh. Well, folks, have a fun weekend, and we'll chat with you later. And thanks for the great input, because I learned some things tonight that I had no idea about. And I thought I was pretty versed on a good number of things, but now I'm blown.
Well, that's only been around for about a month and a half, I think, something like that. It's just something that's happened recently, I believe.
Just in time for the holidays.
Exactly.
Just in time. Isn't that great?
Well, that makes you also have to consider the foods that you buy that are pre-made, where they source their ingredients, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you really have to think this through beyond just what you're selecting, you know, in the store is what your individual ingredients, but what's in what you're buying.
Yeah. I solved some of that recently by going to an all-meat diet called the carnivore. And if you haven't ever heard of that, look it up. There's some really good stuff online about it. And people have reversed all kinds of health issues. One person I know has only been eating meat for 14 years now. She was in her 20s when she started it at 262 pounds. Today, she's 44 years old. Has only weighs 140 pounds and looks like a swimsuit model. There's a replay on my website that you can check out. Her name is Kelly Hogan, and just absolutely amazing situation. And lots of other people having the same kind of thing. They cut out everything except meat and dairy, animal products, and it takes some getting used to. I've been doing it for almost 2 weeks, but I've lost 6 pounds already. My pants are getting looser. My wristwatch flops around on my wrist now. My joints feel better. It's a great program if you can stick with it. But, you know, and hopefully, if we can get rid of that goofy enzyme that Stephanie was mentioning earlier, we could get her on it and help her even more.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, y'all have fun. Take care.
Hey, thank you, lady.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Really appreciate your phone call. And Sarge, you want to give people your website here real quickly?
Yeah, it's YOURDIY, like do it yourself, health, yourdiyhealth.com. And there's all kinds of information there, and I don't make you sign up and pay anything. All the information is free. The only thing you ever pay for is the products, and I've got information there about the nutritional supplements, CBD oil, the terahertz frequency devices, and I've got a brand new one that works even better than the current ones that I have not. I was hoping to have my website updated to have that information on it today, but I'll hopefully have it up by Monday, and I have been absolutely floored with the results I've gotten with one. I've been using the Pro model and the foot device, about $8,300 worth of products I've been using for the last 8-9 months. And I got this little thing that cost $1,000, and it works better. And I've had better results in just a couple of weeks with it than I did with the other ones. They were great. Don't get me wrong. They're fantastic. But this thing's even better. Just really cool.
I have the Bio and the BioLite and the Pro. And the premium.
Yeah, I have everything they make, and this device is far superior to all of them.
I agree.
Just amazing.
Okay. All right, guys, let's see if we can get Art from Georgia in here before, break time's coming up. Art, we'll get with you on the other side, buddy.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Winifred Skinner and the Last Rebel. Love that song as well, folks, and not many songs about the South I don't love. But anyway, here we are, and we've had just a fantastic show. We've got Art in Georgia standing by. So, Art, how are you?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. How y'all doing this evening?
Pretty good for old folks, and I'm not speaking for Stephanie here.
But you are speaking for me, huh?
don't feel bad. I'm up there in the years too, so I ain't got nothing I can say about it. Anyway, this whole concept of organic, I hate to burst people's bubble, I really do, but whenever I get into conversations with people that talk about I eat only organic, you're full of caca. Because here's my reasoning. Here's my reasoning. With all the pollution that's in the air, that's in the water, it's also in the soil. The plants pick up what's in the water and in the soil. The fish pick up what's in the water and in the plants in the water. The animals on land eat what's in the plants, and they pick it up from there. And then we eat them. We eat the plants, and we eat all this other. So you're not eating organic. There's no such thing as organic. It doesn't exist in this world anymore, you know? And I figure I'm 60 years old. I've already damage has been done. I'm not even worried about it at this point. But people need to wake up to the reality of what their food is. There's no such thing as organic anymore unless you're growing in an environment that is inside. It's airtight. You're filtering the air. You're filtering the water. You're filtering the soil. You're filtering everything. And that, even that, I believe is impossible to do. So there's no such thing as organic. It doesn't exist. People are fooling themselves.
Your response, Stephanie?
Well, I absolutely agree, especially when you're thinking about the absorption. You know, our skin's a perfect example. 60% of what goes on it goes in you. But everything, I mean, through the aerosols in the sky and everything that goes through, I guess the safe bet on organic is you're lessening what you're consuming as far as, you know, a lot of the applications they put on during the growing process and after the fact that can get you to that sickness level 10 times faster. But I mean, as far as he's right. You can't escape it.
Nope. It's getting more and more difficult. I mean, we're being attacked from all angles between the food, the crap in the food, water and air, the jabs, you name it. Anything you look at, there is something toxic in it anymore. And the only thing you can do is lessen it as much as possible. But you're right, Art, you're dead on. I mean, with all the stuff, you know, the chemtrails overhead, the garbage that's been dumped on the soil for years, it's all being absorbed by these plants. And that's why you have to be proactive from the things that you can do to help your body. Your body has the wisdom. That's the beauty of it. If your body has what it needs, it can get rid of all the crap that it's not supposed to have. And that's one of the big things, and that's where the nutrition and the terahertz frequencies really come in. Because with all the stuff we're being attacked with, it's virtually impossible to keep it from getting into you. But if you give the body what it needs, it can take out the trash. So that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, and I tell people the closest you could possibly get to organic, literally, would be if you grew your own food, and even that's still not going to be organic, not in a true sense of the word. I do have a question about this carnivore diet.
Sure.
I love meat. I love meat. I have meat with just about every meal. I mean, it's almost impossible for me to sit down and eat a meal that doesn't have meat somewhere on that plate, and usually a good portion of it. But I am curious, if you go on strictly a meat diet, like you were talking about, fish, poultry, dairy, things like that, where do you get your fiber, your thiamine, your folate, your vitamin C, your vitamin A? Where do you get all of this? How do you not come down with scurvy or some other kind of food lacking disease or whatever you want to call it? Do you take vitamin supplements or what's the deal with that? How do you avoid getting sick?
Oddly enough, the people that are doing this have, and the longest I've heard so far is 14 years. And the one lady, Kelly Hogan, who's been doing it for 14 years, she stopped eating vegetables probably 13 years ago. And the only thing she supplements with that I'm aware of is a little vitamin D and zinc so far. And she, you know, that's the big problem. People think that they can get everything they need. I've even heard there's a doctor on YouTube that you can look up, Dr. Ken Berry. And I was just listening to one of his recordings yesterday, and he says, you can get all the stuff you need from just eating meat. And he's wrong.
I don't believe it.
Flat out wrong. You can get a lot of stuff, but you cannot get, it is impossible to get everything your body needs. You must supplement. You know, the people that have, you know, go around, I've been healthy all my life. And I say, no, you've been symptom free. When they say that, I say, how long have you been taking the 90 essential nutrients? The what? I said, okay, you're not healthy. You're just symptom free. The things haven't caught up to you yet. And that's the problem. You can get a lot of stuff. Most people do just fine. You know, they'll develop a little thing here and there. But the same thing is true. You've probably heard of the ketogenic diet. A lot of people were doing those as well. And the same thing. You cannot do any type of food without supplementing if you really want to be healthy. So, you know, that's the bottom line. And that's why the supplements I have are literally, they're made up by or formulated by the guy that wrote the book on nutrition. And like I said, it's in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. And the stuff is amazing. It's not cheap, but it's the best stuff on the planet. You'll find you can get more expensive, but you can't get better. And I'm doing that along with the meat. And I think I'm going to have the best of both worlds. And I'm really looking forward to the results I'm going to get. And I'm trying to spread the word that, unfortunately, Dr. Barry, he's an MD. He has no training in nutrition. And he just seems to think that, meat's got everything you need. No, it doesn't. Nothing does. And
because you think about, you know, your energy source, carbohydrates is your body's preferred source of energy, and you don't get any of that with an all-meat diet.
It's not your preferred source. It's what most people live off of. The preferred source is fat. And getting into ketosis through the fat is a process in and of itself. And the whole idea behind this is, you know, and when you eat meat, in this case, it should be the fattiest meat you can find. Ribeye steaks as opposed to sirloin and that kind. But do the best you can. I do a lot of hamburger because you get a lot of fat in it. I put a lot of butter on top of things for that reason. But you should be eating somewhere 70 to 75% fat, and the other percentage be in protein. And that's the perfect situation if you're supplementing properly.
Right, and like vegetarians, I run into the same thing with vegetarians that try to claim how healthy they are, and I always have one first question comes to my mind is, where do you get your animal protein from?
You're not going to be healthy. Vegetarian that's lived to be 100. There's nobody.
Yeah, it's you know, people need to be aware. You need a well-rounded diet, including fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts, things like
not
this.
Really.
I mean, if you want to be healthy, you really need a broad diet. I'm as healthy as they get, really. I'm 60 years old, and other than the fact that I threw out my back, that has nothing to do with the rest of my body being healthy because I eat
really,
really
good. How long have
you been
taking the 90 essential nutrients?
I take supplements every day.
The 90 essentials.
I take a series of
that and supplements.
Well, I take
all. You've not been healthy. You've just been disease free or symptom free.
Well, what are you calling the 9 essentials?
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 essential fatty acids in plant derived form.
Oh. Okay. I guarantee you what you're taking
doesn't have anywhere near that. A lot of people take vitamins, but vitamins don't work without minerals.
No, I have about 20 different things here I take every day. Everything from niacin to folic acid to magnesium supplements. I mean, I have like 20 different things here I take every single day.
Yeah, and
without
probably
fail.
You might as well just pour them down the toilet.
Think so.
Yep, guaranteed. There are very few supplements on the market that are worth taking, honestly.
Well, what is these supplements that you get? Where do you get them from?
I get them from a company called Youngevity. They're in California. Mm-hmm. Our minerals are the most important part. That's 2/3 of the daily requirement, and they come from a mine in Utah that only we have access to, and it's the only place on Earth that's been located that has all 60 minerals in plant-derived form. Pure, unadulterated, clean. It's from Noah's Flood. They're prehistoric plants. There's a 20-foot thick limestone cap on top of it, and it's 70 feet high, 7 distinct layers, which is God's number of perfection, and you have to have all 7 layers to get all 60 minerals. It's a really neat place. I've been there. It's really cool. But, you know, we're getting...
What's the website?
You can go to the one I put out, yourdiyhealth.com, YourDiyHealth, health, health, yourdiyhealth.com. And that's my site, and I've got information there on it and links and the whole shooting match. And my contact information there, so you can get a hold of me off the air, and we can chat all you want, because we're taking too much time away from Stephanie. This is supposed to be a show about her. I don't want to take it all up.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you much.
My pleasure, sir.
And y'all have a great evening.
You too.
Mike? You there?
Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry, I pretended I was Cal, and I couldn't find the mute button. So, just kidding. Stephanie, and thanks for your call, Art. Really appreciate that. And Stephanie, kind of give us, I've just been talking with our friend Sharon by text, and she said she's been listening to the whole program, so... But I asked her if she wanted to call in and ask something. Then she wants to know, what would you want me to ask? Well, if I knew what you were going to ask, Sharon, I'd ask it myself. Sorry. Just kidding. But looks like we got Tom in Utah. Let's see if we can jump to Tom. Tom, how are you, sir?
Yeah, Stephanie, I assume you are still working with veteran issues?
As far as health issues or just working with veterans?
Working with veterans and their health issues, I identified a poisoning problem that affects about a third of the veterans that are homeless or low income. So if you get a chance, go to intheair.news, intheair.news, and then contact me if you would.
Sure.
And I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll definitely check it out.
Or tominutah.com will get you to me, too. Everybody on RBN, they know my issue. I opened up poisoning of my veterans about 22 years ago. And they're still being affected, or, how to say, put upon them. So go to intheair.news. N-E-W-S.
I'll definitely check it out and get in touch with you.
Well, thanks, Tom. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And Stephanie, as I mentioned earlier, if you would kind of encapsulate, give us an encapsulated version of your program, please.
As far, I actually don't have a program. What are you referring to?
You just gave us a wonderful program.
As far as what I was speaking about.
Okay. Yes. Just tell folks the highlights of what they, if they haven't been able to listen in for the first 2.5 hours, kind of give them a highlight.
Yes. So what I discovered from being active duty in the military and going through, you know, from the start of service, I became very ill. And, what we found out over time through research, extensive research, and a couple of whistleblowers, both military and non-military, is that the vaccines given to the military were weaponized with a mycoplasma. And that specific strain of mycoplasma has caused or is associated to MS, CFS, ALS, and fibromyalgia. And, and it was weaponized on purpose, provided in the vaccines that were given to, you know, military members. And it's been ongoing for about 40 years now. It started in the 80s, and of course, they continued moving forward with it. And that mycoplasma causes all kinds of autoimmune issues and can also be passed on to your significant other and including your children. And there have been a lot of complications, deformities, issues, neurogenic to, you know, all kinds of different health issues that have affected people from it. And that weaponization took place under Fauci. and he was responsible, you know, for doing the non-lethal bioweapons that they have actually in documentation, you know, with the military and NIH that they were putting into these vaccines and given to, you know, military members. And so we were the main trial, but they were also testing it on the civilian, you know, on the public, but not to the extent that they were doing, you know, with the military, because they obviously have access to all of those doctors' records and everything's in a controlled environment that they can access that information and do with, you know, as they wish, including trials of applying different medications and treatments to see how you respond to it, whether or not it makes you sicker, you know, or not, and including, you know, losing your documentation when you try to take it outside of the system. And so it's something that, you know, a lot of military members should be aware of, especially if they're suffering from these diseases. And they should take, you know, have it taken a look at it. Dr. Nicholson, Dr. Garth Nicholson, you can look him up on YouTube. His videos on mycoplasma, there's several of them, which I'll give to the gentleman here in the show that they can get out to the public. But those videos are very important because he goes through the how he found it, what he did to study it, and then, of course, the committees he sat on with the government and the House of Representatives when it came to the Gulf War syndrome and, you know, the majority of the military members, you know, suffering from ALS 100% were carrying the mycoplasma. There are ways to recover from that. He discusses those as well, you know.
Through Stephanie?
Yes.
Thank you so very much. But can I interrupt for just a second? We have a mutual friend on the line here. And we've only got about 7 minutes left to go. Can we bring in Sharon?
Yes, I'd love to talk to Sharon.
All right, Sharon, how are you, lady?
I'm good. I figure since you called me out, I'd better call in.
Hey, well,
you know I wouldn't do that.
I texted her, too, and said, are you coming on or what?
Good.
Well, I'm here, and I thoroughly have enjoyed everything, and I totally agree with the... You know, so much stuff that's going on, we're being polluted every day. You know, you've got to make sure your body's detoxed. And, you know, Steph and I have talked about the detox process and the, you know, the four major detoxifying organs. Make sure they're cleaned out before you do a detox. And Steph and I have been working together with her. And I've just thoroughly enjoyed your show today, is all I have to say.
Well, thank you, lady. And for you folks who don't know, Sharon is our homeopathic doctor here. And so it's so great to have her chime in. And there is a caller who asked a question, guys. I'd like to get your response. I don't want to, you know, cut too short here. But a caller wanted to know if the most of our meat sources are not genetically modified. Comments,
if
Jim?
Aren't, they will be.
If they aren't, right. They will be.
They're heading in that direction, that's for sure.
I would say to look towards the local butchers and farmers. Yeah. We've got a cattle ranch right across the street from us because we live on a ton of acreage. And, you know, they're very adamant about what they feed their cattle in addition to not vaccinating them. White Oak Pastures in North Carolina has over 200 years of traditional practices in raising their farm animals. They actually allow you on their property, and they do sell and ship. So that's another company that you can kind of look into. And then when it comes to your fruits and vegetables, you know, go to the local CSAs and sign up. Those CSAs, you're supporting both the local community, you know, farming community, and then you're able to go pick up your own produce and see how it's made. A lot of them request you assist if you can in volunteering, so you learn how to do those practices yourself at home. And so those are some other alternatives in the grocery store to try and at least source your food and know the practices and how they grow it, raise it. And so you have a little bit more control over what you're putting in your body.
Sure. And I would also like to say that we have a sponsor here at RBN that has deals in exactly what we're talking about, and they're called Wild Pastures. So if you folks would like to check them out and see, I believe they could provide the same for you if you are interested. But anyway, gosh, guys, this 3 hours has just flown by. It's been so much fun. Jim, you want to kind of give us your encapsulated version, and then we'll let Stephanie close us out.
Don't take vaccines. Just say no. I am 100% proudly, unabashedly 100% anti-vax. There is not a vaccine on the planet in the history of the world that has ever been anything but dangerous. And I don't just say that. I've got ages and ages of study into this, all kinds of books I've read, the history behind it. There's nothing. There's no reason to vaccinate. Give, you know, God made your body perfectly. He knew what we were going to be dealing with from the day the Lord was made the first, laid the foundations of the earth. He knew that what we're going to be dealing with the next Bill Gates creation here in the next couple of years. Our body is capable of dealing with the stuff. You just got to give it what it needs to stand strong. But we don't need vaccines of any kind. And everybody that takes the things, I've never heard somebody say, I wish I had more vaccines, but I've had a lot of people say, I wish I'd never taken any. So that's my, in a nutshell, that's what I have to say.
Great,
I'll shorten it and let Stephanie go from here.
Yeah, well, isn't it great that we actually have this lady here who has actually gone through this? I mean, it's not great that she's gone through it, but it's great that we have her witness. So, Stephanie, yep. You want to finish this out, please?
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's very important. One of the things is to, you know, as far as your health goes, is, you know, like Jim said, stay away from the vaccines. That's number one. Number two, there is health out there. And if you're suffering from these, you know, you should actually definitely focus in on the nutrition, but work to get that bacteria out of your body, because that's really what it is a wall of cell of bacteria that you've got to get out of your body. And there's ways to do that. So I would recommend, again, Dr. Nicholson's videos. He goes through what you can do, also gives you the history of the science and all of his experience that he's gone through with that. And then, of course, if you go to Dr. Judy Mikovits' webpage, to go to her video page, and she's got the videos on there where she does speak about Fauci's involvement and her direct involvement with Fauci regarding the weaponization of these vaccines. And then, of course, you can further do research beyond that. When you get into the congressional hearings and the National Archives, they do have documentation there. And of course, anytime anyone wants to talk to me further about it or needs assistance, I'm available when it comes to these things, because I think we have a huge community out there that are very sick and they have no idea what it came from, and that it was our own government that's responsible for it. And there's a way to heal, and they just need to know.
Perfect timing, Stephanie. Perfect timing. You are good. So, you know, I think you've been cheating with the producer. I think he told you. I'm just kidding. Folks, thanks so much for tuning in to RBN and the Rebel Madman. And we certainly appreciate your sponsorship of RBN whenever you can. Stephanie, thank you so much, dear lady. Jim, thank you, sir. Certainly appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
And Sharon, thanks for calling in, sweet lady. We appreciate you, too. And for everyone else who called in, we appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
God bless, folks. Have a wonderful weekend.
Keeps to himself, but everybody takes him wrong. But he carries on. Got a dream that will never die. Can't change him. No use of staying where you don't belong.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.